Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got a good show today. I'm really excited. A guy that I've actually followed in the MLB back in the day with the Rockies was a 24th round draft pick. I didn't know this, but Mike Dajon was Mississippi Delta Junior College, went to Livingston University. And I want to tell a great story about Mike. But, Mike, thanks for joining us today all the way from North Louisiana.
Lee, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Before we tell your story, Coach, and I'm calling you Coach because you're a coach too at West Monroe for the girls' softball team currently, the hitting coach. And but to go back, you know, your days at Walker High School, Mike, and what was that like? I was a Walker High School freshman. And I was telling you that the other day, and I remember we were in a P class together way back in the day. And
right.
And then seeing you blossom and your career take off. But going back to Walker High School when we had a gravel road, remember that?
Right, that's right.
It's a gravel parking lot. Now it's concrete. You got all those fancy buildings at Walker. What do you think of Walker, man? It looks like a college now.
Look, Jason St. Pierre has done a phenomenal job up there at Walker. And I'm sure everybody else before him has too, but, I've really been in tune with Jason here lately and all the technology and everything he's brought for the students there at the school, but it's a beautiful school. It's a fantastic campus. And, you know, I'm really, really proud of Moe High School.
Our guest is Mike Dajon, former MLB pitcher and closer from the Colorado Rockies, drafted, 1992, all the way back, drafted by the Yankees. We'll get to that and how he became a Rocky. But, I remember that rock parking lot at Walker, Mike, back in the 80s. And I remember the baseball field didn't really have the whistles and bells it has now, too, at Walker, right?
Yeah, that's right. We remember we played up off of 447. When I was in high school, I never did actually get to play on the baseball field. It's, there right off campus.
That's crazy. I wanted you to share that because people always thought, oh, it's always been that way. No, it hasn't been always that way. But happy for Walker and where they are at now. But you got an interesting story, Mike. And you know, you're not your typical pitcher in college. I mean, you were a shortstop in college, in junior college. And you were a shortstop at Livingston College. And then you pitched in the Division II World Series.
Yeah.
And you get drafted off of that. I mean, you're a shortstop. Tell everybody how that happened because you were a shortstop all this time.
That's right. I'm still a shortstop, believe it or not. I'm just a little older and grayer, don't move as graceful as I used to. We got in a situation playing Auburn Montgomery where a freshman pitcher was out there. And he was getting beat up pretty bad in the first inning. And when we came off the field, my coach was laying down on the bench. So he was pretty disgusted with what he was seeing. And, you know, I made a comment to him about it. And I told him, I said, you know, let me go out there and pitch. Don't ruin this freshman's confidence or whatever. And
yeah.
He didn't like it real well. And so we had certainly had some words and discussions when we got back to our ballpark that night. But about 3 days later, I didn't start three games in a row because he was punishing me for running my mouth, I guess. And we were playing a midweek game against Delta State at Meridian Community College. It's non-conference, you know, so we weren't going to use our top pitchers, and we were tied. Tied. You know, went into extra innings, and he told me, he said, "Go down there and get your arm warm." So I went down there and probably threw five or six pitches, you know, because I was already always warm. But went in there, pitched three innings, and, you know, topped out at 94. And, of course, velocity wasn't that big of a deal back then. We just knew if a guy threw hard, you had to get ready to hit. So, pitched real well. And I think I ended up pitching about six innings that year. And two-thirds of an inning was at the College World Series. And, you know, of course, when I got on the mound, scout guns started coming up. And, you know, I just did what I, you know, kind of knew how to do. I mean, everybody grows up pitching at some point, you know. So I was lucky enough to be drafted by the New York Yankees, and in the 24th round for $1,000. You know, I think pride of that. You know, some of the signing bonuses nowadays are, you know, just astronomical.
They'll take you to lunch for $1,000 now, huh, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, $1,000 minimum now is dropping the buckets.
Yeah. Mike, before we go to break, tell everybody what you could throw miles per hour, because you got it. If I'm not mistaken, you could throw almost 100 or at 100, right, at one time?
Yeah. I mean, I could, but I didn't. You know, it wasn't like I pitched there. You know, there's guys now that can they can sit on 97 to 100. You know, I wasn't that guy. I was more of a power sinker guy, slider guy, and I had a forkball. So, you know, my game was more on the ground. I wasn't trying to get strikeouts. You know, I wanted to be able to pitch 4 or 5 days in a row. So, you know, I probably sit 93, 94, you know, and probably was better when I was around 91, 92. Probably had a little more movement, a little more sink.
Well, man, I appreciate that. Look, Mike, we're going to come right back, take a break. We're going to have more with Mike Dejean, former starting pitcher and closer from the Colorado Rockies, the Milwaukee Brewers, St. Louis Cardinals, Baltimore Orioles, the Mets, and finished with the Rockies. We're going to be right back with more on Mike Dejean. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host, and Mike Dejean's our guest, former major leaguer, MLB starter, pitcher, closer. Later in the show, we're going to talk about West Monroe girls softball because Mike's the hitting coach for them, and they won their second-round playoff game. We're going to talk about that. But going back to you, Mike, you were a right-hander as a pitcher, and, you know, we talked about how you were at junior college, Delta, Mississippi Delta, and Livingston University, small school, and, you know, at Walker High School. I mean, all this kind of developed late for you, and you were able to make it to the majors. And I remember watching you pitch for the Rockies, and I remember, Mike, you not only remembering you from school, but At one time, I mean, you were one of the best closers in the MLB. I remember from the Rockies. I mean, you were one of the best ones in the league.
Yeah, I think it was in Milwaukee in 2002. I think I had 27 saves out of 30 chances. You know, and we record wise, we weren't a very good team. I think we were going through a lot of front office changes. So you know, I had 27 saves that year. You know, I wish I'd have had more, but, you know, it didn't happen. But that was probably my best year as a closer was with Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but I remember you were a competitor. I mean, and I say this in a good way. You were very, like you said, vocal, very intense. And I love that because, you know, my dad was a defensive coach and a football coach, and I've always admired your intensity. I mean, you competed, seemed like every pitch – you were wanting to go on a ring and box somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm like that today. I don't, you know, my dad and mom had always taught me, you know, if you're right, then you fight to the death. But if you're wrong, then you admit you're wrong and you shake the man's hand and you make amends, you know? Right. You know, and what I'm doing now between, you know, selling commercial, you know, brick to commercial jobs and stuff, I mean, it's still a competition. And not only do I want to do my job the best, but I want to make sure that the guys I'm doing my job for know that they can count on me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm that way. You know, I hesitate to get into anything that's in a competition because I know that I'm going to do everything I can not to, within the rules, not to lose, you know. And
yeah.
I don't want to embarrass another team, but I certainly want to. I want to beat them bad enough early so that they don't want to play no more the rest of the game.
The ultimate competitor, man. That's high five to that. We're going to take a break, bring Mike back. I'm going to tell we're going to talk about what he's doing today, how he ended up in Monroe, being that he's from Walker High School, but came back to Louisiana. He's currently in the West Monroe area, and we'll tell you what he's doing now. And I'll ask him some MLB questions, and we'll talk about West Monroe softball. They're kicking butt right now. They won their second-round playoff game last night. We'll be right back with Mike Dejean. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scout Report. We have Mike Dejean on, our MLB former pitcher, starting pitcher and closer with the Rockies, Milwaukee, mostly in the league, Baltimore, St. Louis, Cardinals. Mike, tell everybody what you're doing now with the brick business. Tell the name of the company, and if, you know, heck, you might get some jobs too, man, being on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I moved back to Louisiana in July of 2007. I moved to West Monroe. You know, at that time, I was one of the four original owners of Buck Commander with the Duck Commander boys.
I didn't know so, that. Mike, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fun, pretty cool. You know, I had three little boys at the time, and you know, things get busy, and you know, you've got responsibilities and all that. So the Buck Commander thing really didn't work out for me. But so went into this Athletic Republic, did the baseball softball for them. You know, got a bunch of clientele built up that way. So, you know, fast forward a little bit. The last 4.5 years, I've been at Arkansas Stone, being outside sales and inside sales. I do sell to residential contractors also and residential customers. But so I had coached Neville High School baseball for 2 years, and I coached St. Fred the COVID year, which, you know, the COVID year I think it got everybody's attention on, you know, you don't never know how much time you got on this earth. So,
yeah.
You know, whatever you're blessed with, you've got to make the most of it. So, just in the last month or so, you know, I was approached about possibly, you know, coming in and helping West Monroe girls softball with their hitting. They had some coaching changes in midseason. They were trying to get their wheels back on the road good. So, yeah, I've been volunteering. You know, I get off work and I either go teach lessons or I get off work and I go to the high school and help the softball girls with their stuff.
Sound like my job, Mike. I do the shows outside of my job with the magazine. So yeah, it's a grind that you love though. But tell us about West Monroe girls softball, because y'all won second round last night, and I mean y'all are doing well. What do you think of this girls team?
Well, you know, it's just like with any softball or baseball team, you know, if you get good pitching and you get good solid defense, you're probably going to scratch a run or two away, you know, and be able to win the game. But these girls they're as hitters, they're extremely powerful. You know, they really hit the ball from fair line to fair line. They're not, you know, just pull hitters or just off the field hitters. They really do spray the ball all around with a good amount of speed mixed in the middle of it. So we have two really, really good pitchers. We've got Maddie Nichols, who is a ULM commit, so she'll be at ULM next year.
Okay.
And then we have a freshman, Macy Nordstrom. I think Macy, she may be a freshman or she may be a sophomore. I can't remember. She's a sophomore. That's right. She's my middle son's age. But so we've got the pitching and the defense and certainly the offense to win it all. But, you know, this time of the year, you know, all the girls are on their A game. And, you know, Louisiana has some phenomenal 5A high school softball teams. So we've certainly got our work cut out for us.
Mike, I'm going to take a break. We'll come right back. I want to ask you about a score of a softball game the first round against West St. John Centerville. There were over 50 runs scored in the game. I want to ask you about that.
Okay.
Not the norm, 49 walks during the game. But we'll be right back with more. Mike Dejean, we'll talk more about that and talk about more about West Monroe girls softball. And I know that West Monroe boys baseball team is pretty good right now too. With the ULM baseball head coach Federico, his son's a pretty good player at third base. Seen him play a little bit. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Mike Dejean is our guest. Former major league, had a long career, played many years in the MLB with many teams. It was mostly with Milwaukee and the Colorado Rockies. Mike, There was a score that blew my mind the other day that actually my editor showed me, Jace. Centerville, West St. John, girls softball, first round, 35-25 was the final score. 49 walks, 20 hit by pitches.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I heard Gene Ponte mention that on the radio the other day, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, in our state or if it was another state or what, but I mean, that would have been, as a coach, that would have been hard to see.
Yeah. I was wanting to ask you another thing. Actually, we had someone that wanted me to ask you a question. John from Hanville says, ask Mike, what does he think of the Tennessee freshman pitcher throwing 104 miles an hour this year?
Well, you know, I John from Hanville probably knows a little bit about, you know, drag racing cars, you know, street cars. It always scares me a little bit when I see these younger guys throwing with such velocity. You know, I come from the school of you locate your fastball, move it around, you know, the zone, you know, get guys out in the zone before you try to get them out of the zone, you know. So we weren't max effort. You know, a lot of these guys are max effort now. You know, but it does scare me, you know, because, you know, he's at his ceiling, you know, and we really don't want to pitch at our ceiling. We want to pitch just below it. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some longevity there, you know. Now, saying that, the kid may get drafted and go to big leagues and pitch for 15 years. Who knows? But, you know, it does kind of make me raise some eyebrows and worry about elbows and shoulders and all that stuff, because I've had my fair share of surgeries.
Mike, you know, not everybody's got a rubber arm like Nolan Ryan. He threw 235 pitches in a game and played, what, 20 years. But not everybody's Nolan, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he was, you know, mentally and physically, he was just a different man. You know, he was a tough, you know, he wasn't weight room strong. He was just, you know, he was, you know, a cattle farmer strong. He was used to pushing cows and horses and building fences and all that stuff. So he got his strength, you know, the good old-fashioned way.
You remind me a lot of Nolan, though. He was a competitor every pitch, and I remember he would get into scraps with guys. Remember that with Nolan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And nobody wanted to go to the mound to Nolan. Not many, you know. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
They would lose that battle on me. Nolan was
Yeah,
tough.
You know, there's been a lot of talk on Twitter about the, you know, the unwritten rules of baseball. And, you know, of course, some of these younger guys are like, well, you know, why do we have to follow the unwritten rules? Well, they, you know, it was a respect thing for me. You know, I had the veteran players told me where to sit in the bullpen, where to sit on the bench, where to sit on the bus, where to sit on the airplane. And I wasn't going to question it, you know, I had to earn my stripes. And, you know, the unwritten rules of baseball of not swinging 3-0 if you're up big, or stealing or bunting if you're up big and stuff like that. You know, I mean, there's, you know, you want to beat somebody, but you want to be graceful enough to shake their hand after the game and tell them, good game, nice job, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff we're watching these days, you know, it's not, you know, baseball was designed for men. Everybody says it's a kid's game. No, it really is not. It was, you know, the first baseball games were played by grown men. Yeah. So I think, you know, a little more being humble and a lot more respect. And I think our game of baseball would come back to what we, you know, what us old timers would really like to see.
Mike, well put, man. Look, one more segment. We're going to take a break real quick, come back. I want to ask you about what it was like playing in Colorado with that short field, with all them guys trying to hit home runs. I mean, that was tough pitching with that small field. But we'll be right back with more. Mike Dejean, former major leaguer with the Rockies and the Brewers and the Orioles, and former current hitting coach at West Monroe girls softball. They're going to the third round in the playoffs for girls softball. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357. And have the time of your life. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest is Mike Dejean, a Walker native. Went to Walker High School. Crazy story how he was able to go to a junior college, didn't even pitch. Went to a small school, Livingston, was a shortstop, pitched in the World Series for them, and the rest is history. Played a long time in the major leagues. Mike, what was it like pitching in Colorado? It's well known. It's a small outfield for home run city, and you're a pitcher trying to close.
Well, you know that you understand what altitude is pretty quick once you get on the mound, throwing a bullpen or pitching in the game. You know, there's just the atmosphere is so thin, you know, that the ball doesn't have moisture to catch to make it move or to make a curve or, you know, or slider or two seamer or whatever you're throwing. So, you know, you really had to attack the hitter and try to attack him down. You know, you don't want to walk anybody, because if you walk somebody and the next guy hits a 2-run home run, well, you'd have been better off just giving up a solo home run. So, you know, and now the outfield is massive. So that was the other thing. If they miss hit one, your guys are playing deep. So they have so much outfield grass to cover. You know, it was a physical challenge because it was a little more difficult in altitude because of the lack of oxygen. But mentally it was tough because you can make a really good pitch and it dump in for a base hit. Or, you know, have a guy who didn't have opposite field power at sea level and you get him at Coors Field and he could throw one in the bullpen, no problem.
When you were pitching, Mike, you were in an era where there were some phenomenal hitters, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, Albert Joey Bell. I mean, just to name a few, I know you went up against those guys. What was that like? I mean, you went up against some of the best hitters of all time during that era.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable, you know, because I grew up watching these guys.
Ken Griffey, you know, Ken Griffey too, right?
Ken Griffey, you know, Tony Gwynn, you know, some of these guys were, you know, they were just, you can't explain how good they were, you know, like Mark McGuire. If Mark McGuire wanted to hit 325 every year, I'm sure he could have cut a swing down and done that, but, you know, they needed him to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So, you know, for a guy like Barry Bonds to have such a good batting average and hit so many home runs, and, you know, he was definitely the most scary hitter I ever came up against. I mean, I take pride in the fact that I pitched so many years in Colorado in the altitude, and, of course, people are going to disagree with this, and that's fine, but I really do feel like our hitters back then, man, that they would take a walk. If you didn't give them something that they could drive, they were not going to swing at trash. So, you know, when you got guys out, they were, you know, you got them out. You made a good pitch, and they just missed it.
Mike, you were at Baltimore for a short time. Cal Ripken, what did you think of him as a hitter, Cal?
Well, you know, I never – he had already retired by the time I got to Baltimore.
Okay.
But, you know, watching Cal play, he seemed like he never had the same batting stance twice.
Wow.
You know, and he was a big man. You know, he's, you know, certainly a lot bigger than I am, and I'm 6'2", 225. So, you know, he was an amazing shortstop, you know, a big man playing shortstop, and, you know, he could really get hot and hit the ball well.
I'm sure Piazza and you had some battles too, huh, when you faced Piazza?
Yeah.
Dodgers?
Yep, and I got to pitch to Piazza when I was with the Mets, and – you know, you hear stories about these guys, and until you get to meet them and make your own opinion of them, you know, Mike was one of those guys I wasn't real sure about. But, I mean, he liked heavy metal. He liked hot rod cars. You know, he's a really, really cool guy and was really a really good receiver of the ball. He didn't throw it real well, but, man, he called a good game, and he received it really well.
And then, obviously, the Yankees. You played the Yankees a few times, huh, Mike?
I got to pitch against the Yankees at the old Yankee Stadium when I was with the Orioles one time. And, you know, of course, I was, you know, I loved being drafted by the Yankees. I mean, they're the greatest sports organization ever. And, you know, you had a feather in your cap when people knew that you were drafted by them, because they know that the Yankees are going to draft, you know, big guys with big arms and big guys with big bats, you know. So, that certainly helped me in my career, being drafted by them and, you know, everybody looking at that organization.
Man, they're huge right now. And look, one final question, Mike. I wanted to get your thoughts on college baseball. I've got a question for you. John from actually AME wanted to know, did LSU recruit you when you were in junior college by chance?
No, they didn't. I had I was at an All-Star game at LSU and had a really good. I think I hit a couple doubles or something and played short and all. And you know, I love Skip Bertman. Always have. You know, he's just a. I mean, he's just an icon in college baseball. And I remember him telling me. He said, "Dejon," he said, "I've got 13 shortstops just like you." So if any of the younger kids are listening to this. You know, my grades hindered where I could go play. You know, and I wasn't, you know, of course, I was a 13-year-old freshman. I was in college at 17. So, you know, the maturity, I needed to be held back. And actually, by today's standards, I could have been held back 2 years. But I could have been held back, and that would have helped me with my grades, with everything, you know. And then going into college, that would have helped also. But, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, the road's been, you know, pretty windy at times and pretty dusty at times, but I think the good Lord put you in those positions so that you can make a better effect on other people's lives.
Definitely, Mike. And look, what do you think of college baseball in the state? ULM's got talent, Tech, you know, LSU, Tulane's done great the last few years, ULL, Northwestern State, Southern's had, you know, Roger Cador had some great teams, Southeastern does great, McNeese, Nichols, I mean, Grant, all these schools in Louisiana, man, just ton of talent. And I saw McNeese play LSU this year, Mike, McNeese State. They had five pitchers that threw 91 to 93 with location. Five. I mean, at McNeese.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we played travel ball with my oldest son, my middle son, and now my youngest son. And, you know, we'll play teams that are ranked number one in the nation, and they've got kids, you know, coming from four or five different states to play. And, you know, no disrespect to any of the other states out there, but you're going to be hard pressed to find as much talent in football, baseball, and basketball than the state of Louisiana.
Yeah,
you know, this state, we spend our money on hunting, fishing, and our kids playing sports. You know, so you know, it's not just baseball or softball; it's every sport around. You know, Louisiana is just loaded with talent and people. Obviously, you know this too. People are very passionate about their sports in this state.
Oh, big time. Big time. I don't, you know, I was in California. I mean, you were in the majors, so you lived all over, so you know, but I've been in California and Boston, Philly. I mean, pro sports is huge, but the high school level, I don't see anything close to it. Maybe Texas, Ohio, you know, Pennsylvania, maybe.
Right.
But yeah. Top three in the country, and maybe South Florida, but. Mike, one final thing. Who's the next opponent for the girls' softball team in third round?
I think we're playing Barb's. I think we're playing Barb's Saturday. I haven't got the time yet on it, but, you know, of course, you know, when you say Barb, you know that means winning. A lot like West Monroe does, you know, when you hear West Monroe, you know they're going to bring a good team. But, you know, Barb has a fine team. You know, they've got some really good players, and I'll have to look at a little bit of the pitcher. I understand that she's really good, so we're going to have to see kind of what her tendencies are and where she likes to throw it, where she don't like to throw it, and see if we can exploit some of those pitches she misses with.
Well, I want to mention this. Mike, give out an email or something where they can contact you. Tell them again where you work, and you never know, man. You've got fans all over the state. They might give you a ring.
What? Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, because me and my wife have a company called Mosquito Hunters up here in Northeast Louisiana. So,
okay.
But my email address at work is Mike. It's very easy. It's Mike@ArkansasStone.com.
There you go. Give Mike a call. I mean, Bricks or his mosquito company, man. I mean, either one, you know.
That's right.
All these fanatics here in the state, they're going to back people they like and know. And,
that's right.
And Mike, they
look, I'm telling you, you know, I've been all over this country, and the people from Louisiana, they absorb you. They want to feed you. They want to have a good time. You know, it's not like that in every state. And I've had some really cool places that I live, but you know, I'm very, very proud of the fact I'm able to raise my kids, you know, back in my home state and let them enjoy how hospitable all the people are.
Well, I've got to mention this. I just thought of this because I know you're involved with West Monroe softball, but I know you've had to take in a West Monroe football game tailgate, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, I've got three sons and three stepsons. So We've got three of them at ULM. One is Logan Green is a strength coach for men's volleyball, women's beach volleyball, and soccer.
Wow.
My oldest, Chase, is playing third base for Coach Federico at ULM.
Okay.
Ryland, my middle stepson, is he's a redshirt tight end for ULM football.
I didn't know that. Ryland Green's your stepson. I didn't know that.
He's my stepson. He sure is.
He's a big boy.
He probably don't claim me, but he's my stepson.
He's a big boy. Can move.
He's a big one. Well, and his youngest brother, Nate Green, is bigger than he is and plays tight end as a sophomore. Will be a junior next year for West Monroe.
And you know what's crazy? You mentioned that, Mike. They moved him to tight end from O-line. I watched him last year. You're going to appreciate this. But I thought he had the best feet for a guy 260 in the state.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's a phenomenal athlete for a big kid. He played baseball for me. He's extremely smart and probably – he's got a – I mean, he looks like a refrigerator running down the field when he's got the ball. But, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. He's got some schools looking at him. So, we're excited for him. My middle son, Gage Dejan, is running back at West Monroe. He broke his leg last year, so he's chomping at the bit to get back in there this year.
What grade is he in, Mike?
He's also a sophomore, so we got two in the 10th grade.
Oh, well, you've been to all the games.
Oh, yeah, I go to every one of them, yeah. Nope. And then my youngest son, Ryder, is in 8th grade at Westridge, and he's, you know, just both younger brothers are going to be bigger than their older brothers.
We're
excited about all of them.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking the time because I want to let people know Mike was looking at a job for his brick company, and he's off the side of the road somewhere safe doing the show with me. And I really appreciate Mike doing that and calling in, man. I really do appreciate you.
Man, ain't no problem. I just hope my boss ain't listening.
Well, we're promoting him.
That's right. We're plugging his business.
We're plugging it, man. Mike, take care, man. Don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. And actually, Nate's going to be in the preview magazine. His stepson with West Monroe is a tight end, man. The biggest, fastest, best hand tight end you'll see in the state. 6'4", 260 something, right, Mike? And can move.
He's got great. He's very graceful for a large young man.
Very gifted. I see LSU offering him in the end. I really do. Looks like a Rodney Reed from the past. We're going to go to LAFootballMagazine.com, and we'll see everybody on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.